9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Hello, everybody. This is WWT's media and PR princess, and everything you need to know about All Elite. We just got recovering from an eventful Dynamite that just happened, and we have lots to talk about. Of course, we are still continuing the Continental Classic. We actually kicked off with a very solid and amazing match between Shelton Benjamin and Kyle Fletcher. Of course, we have that creep Don Callis doing commentary, but I will say both of them really delivered a lot of good chemistry in that match, and the fans were really getting behind Shelton Benjamin and really showing that, hey, he's still the same athlete that he was 10, 20 years ago. So him and Kyle Fletcher just worked so well together. But of course, the winner of that match, shockingly enough, was Kyle Fletcher. So he is leading in the Blue Leagues with 6 points. He has 6 points in there. And congratulations to Kyle Fletcher. I'm very happy he is continuing his momentum ever since he did beat Will Ospreay at Full Gear. So I'm very happy he's continuing that momentum as well. So kudos to him, really giving that in there. Really getting that in there. Of course, as I mentioned, after Continental Classic, we get to see From Hook, who we haven't seen in a while. And as I mentioned, because I'll get into this later, on a Christmas edition of Collision, which will be on December 21st, Nick Wayne put out a challenge between him versus Hook at Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. Hook came out, and he as much as he wanted Nick Wayne, he'd rather have Christian. Christian came out, and unfortunately, it was like a 4-on-1. Technically 3-on-1 assault, if you want to include Mother Wayne. But unfortunately, they gave a concerto to his arm, so it looks like it is hurt, and it's really sad because I think Hook's going to need some backup sooner or later, because this one, as much as he loves to be a fighter and everything else, this is going to be something he needs equalizers for. As I mentioned, we haven't seen Taz for a while because we found out Christian Cage was the one that attacked Taz. So I'm very curious on where this is going to go. I know there's going to be a match between them at Hammerstein Ballroom, but this will continue the momentum with Hook as well. So I'm very curious on the status of his arm. And I gotta say this with Hook, he's taken a lot of beatings. Started off earlier in the year facing off against Samoa Joe, got a fireball in his face by Chris Jericho, the Wizard, and now this. So I give Hook his toughness, but we'll see what happens between these two, because we're not going to see the last of them. Of course, we heard from our wonderful TBS champion, Mercedes Moné. And of course, Renee was trying to get her remarks after the attack from Camille this past weekend. And, you know, Mercedes says that Camille quit and she's not liable anymore under her. So she is responding to Anna Jay. And, you know, Anna Jay mentioned she's targeting the TBS championship, but she will be watching her match closely. So we shall see on that. I will talk about that a lot later in the match. So bear with me on that. Also up next, we have the Diamond Dozen Battle Royal. We have the Diamond Dozen Battle Royal. And also, we've had many people in the match, like, of course, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, The Butcher, Brian Cage, Lance Archer, Lia Rutsch, Action Andretti, both members of Top Flight, Dante and Darius, Mark Davis, Evil Uno in the match. But the winners of that battle royal came down to, of course, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, where the two of them will face off next week at Winter is Coming. And the winner faces MJF for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. And of course, we heard from MJF, and he had a lot of words to say about both Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. Most specifically, Adam Cole. And, you know, he talked about how Better Than You, Bebe was one of the hottest things that was happening last year in AEW. And he called Adam Cole a villain. It's interesting to say, considering MJF has always been the one that's a villain. But these two, I know they're trying to salvage the whole storyline that happened last year. Oh, excuse me, and a lot of setbacks in between, but we shall see how this goes with MJF. But this is going to be an interesting match. I know MJF's going to be watching. So anyways, as I mentioned this on my watch along earlier today in WWT Live, it's kind of grudge night because there have been some matches that have unacceptable grudges. So, of course, we have Swerve Strickland, or as his opponent, one half of my clients, the acclaimed Max Caster, calls him Sneaky Swerve. I'm going to be very honest because I really thought it was going to be a very solid match between them, because considering there is some history between them, they know each other so well, especially going back to the Acclaimed and Swerve in our glory days. But I don't know why they had to put this as a squash match, because considering I thought at least Caster would show some offense, and I thought at least, I was like, what is going on here? And I'm just like speechless, because I thought at least there would have at least been some offense from Caster. But I still love my boys, the Acclaimed, no matter what happens. I do have a soft spot for Max Caster. I do have a soft spot. I don't think it was supposed to be a squash match, considering they know each other so well, because I thought it was going to last a little bit longer. But there's just so many layers to this, and I think it kind of had to stop at somewhere, because as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Swerve is not done. Swerve is not done with the Hurt Syndicate and Bobby Lashley. He's not done with them, as MVP mentioned last week, because he had a lot to say to Swerve. If not, I ain't. The point of Swerve's match was so we could see Nana do the dance, and Nana ain't dance. I know, it's crazy. And, well, it really stinks. I know, that's what I'm saying. Swerve, he's not done with Bobby Lashley. He's coming for him. So, but the second part about it, with that squash match, it robbed me of a rap battle between Swerve and Caster. Because if you guys didn't know, outside of the ring, they do freestyling hip-hop in their own separate ways. Like, you know, Swerve, he does freestyle with Flash Garmin. Of course, Caster's been doing freestyle even when he was in Creative Pro. So that's how he adopted Platinum Max. But it kind of robs me of a rap battle. So that'll be on my bucket list. And also, I said this a couple weeks ago because I know everybody's itching for that heel turn. They want to think that he's joining the Hurt Syndicate. And I said this a couple weeks ago, and I don't think you should. The same thing with Swerve. The same thing with Swerve. I know. I don't hate squash matches when they are done right. I know. That's what I was saying earlier. I thought at least he would have some offense, considering they have like grudge against each other from 2 years ago. I thought at least they would have some grudges, and also the fact they teamed up together in Blood and Guts during the summer. So, but we did see a little bit backstage with the Acclaimed, Billy and Anthony tried to convince him to get out of this match. And Anthony said, you're the best wrestler alive. You better prove it. So it's going to be really interesting with Mike Alliance, because I had to really think a lot about this, because I don't want them to split just yet. Because I feel like if they are, it's going to be a void in the tag team division, because there have been many tag teams that have been in AEW, but I don't think a lot of them have created the impact and level as the Acclaim did when they first started, up until when people were starting to come back and the fans embraced them. And also winning tag team gold, being the winningest tag team in AEW, not to mention there is a mixture where they don't take themselves too seriously, but when they're serious, this is when they go. So I don't think Max Caster is going to join the Hurt Syndicate, because ever since MVP came in, it just really shifted a little bit. And the only reason MVP wants him is because of his dad. He mentioned his dad a couple weeks ago, which, if you guys didn't know, his father used to play in the NFL, where his name was Rich Caster. He played with the Jets as a tight end alongside Joe Namath. And after he was with the Jets for a long tenure, he was with other teams. One of them was actually Washington. And he actually ended up winning a Super Bowl at Super Bowl 17 against my Miami Dolphins. So there's a reason why he targeted him. So I'm just going to say the same thing. Like, Swerve doesn't need the Hurt Syndicate. Caster doesn't need the Hurt Syndicate. Because when him and Anthony were at the peak of the Acclaim, they both were doing singles matches. Anthony, he was wrestling singles matches with Brian Cage, Brian Danielson, Jack Perry when he was Jungle Boy. Same thing with Caster. He was in the Casino Gauntlet match for Double or Nothing in 2021. He was in the Revolution match in 2020. So they do have singles matches, but it's going to be interesting to see where my clients go, because even though all three of my clients are in a little bit of a spiral and downfall, the best, usually their worst peak, and when they're at the lowest point, this is when they start coming out the gate. So I'm still not losing hope of Private Party versus the Acclaimed, because as I mentioned, Private Party and the Acclaimed never faced off against each other one-on-one. They never had an encounter with each other off-screen. Never had a match one-on-one. And there's so much backstory to this, considering two of them are AEW homegrown talent. All four of them have similar stories on getting into AEW. And for me, I'm not losing hope on that. I still want to see Private Party versus the Acclaimed, because I feel like they would definitely tell a good story in that division. And plus, how cool would it be to see two AEW homegrown tag teams in a rivalry? So I'm not losing hope on that. I still love my boys no matter what happens, because I will always love them. They're doing their thing. I just hope they let bygones be bygones with Swerve. But as I mentioned, Swerve ain't done with the Hurt Syndicate, but I'm going to tell you something. He's going to need some help, because he cannot handle that many guys, and God knows who MVP is going to get. But I did put a prediction in that I think probably Leo Rush, because as I mentioned, he did give Leo Rush a signature. He did give his card. So, all right. So, let's see. So, switching gears, Jay White battles Pac. And of course, you have Wheeler Yuta at ringside. So, of course, like, I could see it happening. Swerve is a proud but stubborn young man. I could see him and Nana going three. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But who knows what MVP is going to add to the Hurt Syndicate. But I feel like he's going to need a lot more help than just Nana. And there is no way he can handle that on his own. I mean, Nana, I know he's experienced as a wrestler, but he's going to need some help. But that's somewhere down the line. Okay, so Jay White versus Pac. And of course, you have Wheeler Yuta at ringside. So, this was actually a really good solid match between Jay White and Pac, because both of them really had a lot of chemistry with each other. Of course, you saw Jay White get his mouth bloodied open, but these guys really did deliver. And soon enough, the winner of the match came out to be Jay White. Even with the interference with Wheeler Yuta, that still came into effect. So, of course, Jay White ended up winning the match. Then after the match, Wheeler Yuta wants to attack Jay White, and Jay White drops him with the Blade Runner. However, Marina Shafir comes out and distracts Jay White, and John Moxley comes up from behind. And then, of course, the Death Riders try to attack, like, Jay White. But we see Hangman Adam Page. As you recall, Hangman Adam Page did also get beat up by the Death Riders as well. So he had a stare down with John Moxley. And John Moxley had a sneak attack from none other than Mike Lyon, Orange Cassidy, who we have not seen since Full Gear. So I was very excited to see Mike Lyon back with some retribution. Of course, Marina Shafir had to stick her nose where it didn't belong. But it's interesting because you see all three of AEW's top stars aligning themselves. And if I were Moxley, I would be very, very scared. I know you wanted to take on, this is not the Dark Order. This is not Top Flight. No shade against them. You're not taking on some of the younger cats. You're taking on some top tier stars. And Hangman, Jay White, and Orange Cassidy. And even though a lot of them can't stand each other, they do have one common enemy, and that's the Death Riders. So this storyline has gotten a little interesting, and now you're bringing in some of your top tier stars. So I'm very intrigued on it. I'm just happy to see my boy Orange Cassidy back. I'm just happy to see you back for all I care. But, you know, it's really nice. And also, Marina Shafir is definitely going to get something because Willow Nightingale put a beat on her Full Gear. I wouldn't be shocked if she helps out because she said that she has a friend OC's back. So we now know we do have somebody that could take down Marina Shafir and maybe another person from the ladies' locker room. So that all happened soon because trust me, Marina, she's gonna get what she deserved. If not from Willow, she's gonna get something from the ladies in the back. So. And also, speaking of the ladies, we got to hear from Jamie Hayter responding to Julia Hart and calling her out for a face-to-face confrontation. Because as I remember, Jamie Hayter won a qualifying match last week for the International Women's Cup, and she will be facing the winner from this weekend between Willow Nightingale and Serena Deebs next week on Winter is Coming. So I'm very intrigued on where this rivalry is going to go with these two ladies. So that is going to be fun to watch with Julia Hart returning. And of course, taking on Jamie Hayter since after Target. And of course, we see my boy Chris Jericho appearing in like a news show segment hyping up Ring of Honor Final Battle, which is going to be in the Hammerstein Ballroom in a couple of weeks. And he also did hype up All In Texas, which will be next year. And it looks like he's going to bring up his match at Ring of Honor Final Battle tomorrow. So if you want to watch Ring of Honor tomorrow, make sure to check out on the Honor Club. I don't know who's his person going to be, so we shall see. And also, we've seen a vignette teasing a return of a certain outlaw referred to as the Most Wanted Man, a poster named Bandino. So he's familiar to the AEW realm. So we're going to be excited to see what Bandino has in store and what's he going to have. Also, we have the ladies. We have Anna Jay taking on Penelope Ford. And the theme of this has been grudge matches. It's been grudges galore. And Anna Jay and Penelope Ford are no stranger to each other. They are no strangers to each other. And I love that they showed the package of Anna Jay and Penelope Ford in the past on the matches that they had and everything they've been through, which that made me really happy for people to give a lot of good refresher on them. So they delivered a really good match. And the winner of the match was Anna Jay. Anna Jay came out the victorious one, and she called out Mercedes Moné, the TBS champion. Mercedes came out, and she had a lot of Forget about. Well, that is true, Boza. I'm happy they did put up like the history of Penelope and Anna Jay. And it's nice that they did put a vignette video as a quickly reminder if you have not gone into AEW. So that's something there. As I mentioned, we get to see the wonderful TBS champion, Mercedes Moné, where she came out. And she's kind of underestimating Anna Jay, as I noticed in some of the promos, because she said, I went on to beat the toughest woman on the AEW roster in Chris Statlander, and it's to Anna Jay. And I would kind of not underestimate Anna Jay one bit if I were Mercedes. And I know she said she wants to beat her on her time. Well, Mercedes, if I were you, I would not sleep on Anna Jay one bit. Because as I said this for the last couple months, I'm so proud of her for really wrestling. Because ever since she came back from Stardom, she's gotten a lot better wrestling-wise. She's learned a lot. And as I mentioned on the Watch Along as well, she got a huge endorsement from Will Ospreay. Because Will Ospreay noticed the work that she's putting in. And getting endorsements from one of your top tier AEW stars, that really is a huge boost of confidence. So I'm so proud of Anna Jay. I know she's going to get gold in 2025. But 2 weeks from tonight, on the holiday match, it will be Mercedes Moné taking on Anna Jay for the TBS Championship. And I feel like we're going to get a rivalry with these two. And I'm hoping it last into 2025, because I feel like there are so many dynamics between the two of them, and I am ready for it. I'm super, super, super ready for it. So we head into our main event for the Continental Classic in the Gold League. Claudio Castagnoli versus Brody King. This match was really solid, and these guys have no grudges against each other. I'm very, very excited for both of them, especially being in the Continental Classic. They definitely delivered a lot. And I thought Brody was going to win this one. But soon enough, your winner for that match is Claudio Castagnoli. So he has 6 points in the Gold League. And of course, in the Blue League, we have Kyle Fletcher leading 6 points. So I'm really excited. And also, as I mentioned earlier on Dynamite with an AEW, I'm actually happy they are promoting their matches early, because it gives a lot of push and promotion advertising wise, because we do already have some Continental Classic matches happening on Rampage and also Collision too. Oh, excuse me. We have in the Blue League, we have Daniel Garcia taking on the Beast Mortos. We also have, I'm actually going to look them on Instagram. Yeah, we have the Beast Mortos versus Daniel Garcia. We have Ricochet taking on Commander on Rampage. And you. I know there's one more match. Yep, Dana Garcia versus Beast Mortos. Ricochet versus Commander. Also, well, I'll figure out the match. Oh, Mark Briscoe is actually, I know Mark Briscoe has a match on Rampage. Who does he have a match on Rampage with? Oh, Kazuchika Okada. So there's three matches on Rampage. Danny Garcia versus the Beast Mortos, Ricochet versus Commander, Mark Briscoe versus Kazuchika Okada. So those three matches. We also have some matches on Collision this weekend. We have Darby Allin taking on Commander. That's definitely going to be a solid match. And also, I know Kyle Fletcher has a match this weekend on Collision. I know he has a match this weekend. Because I know they just announced it this week, this weekend. Let's see. I'm actually going to look this up, folks. Because I know Darby Allin facing off against Commander this weekend. Okay, here we go. So Saturday on Collision this weekend, it's going to be Daniel Garcia versus Mark Briscoe in the Blue League. As I mentioned, in the Gold League, Commander versus Darby Allin. And in the Blue League, it'll be Kazuchika Okada versus Kyle Fletcher. So we got many matches happening this weekend. Also, next week during Winter is Coming, of course, we have the AEW Women's Championship, Mariah May and Mina Shirakana. We did see Mariah talking to Renee Paquette backstage. And, you know, she kind of had some not nice things to say about the women's division. And also Mina, thinking that's her friend. And Mina, she's ready. She's ready to go. And if I were Mariah, usually your biggest threat is somebody that knows you very, very well. So I would not take this lightly. And it's going to be an epic match. But of course, we all know we're waiting for my client, the Timeless One, to come back. She'll be back in 2025. So, Mariah, keep that belt nice and shiny. Keep that belt nice and shiny because my client's coming for you. And she will be ready. And she will be the same Toni Storm as she was.
Still the same lovable, captivating Tony that I've always been.
Pretty much. She's still the same one. So be ready. This is going to be fun. So yeah, next week for Winter's Coming, we have that. We have, of course, more Continental Classic happening next week. Ricochet versus Brody King in the Gold League. We also have Claudio Castagnoli versus Will Ospreay. And also, as I mentioned, in the Tournament Cup, the Women's Tournament Cup, Jamie Hayter will be facing off against the winner from this. Oh, excuse me. People are theorizing that Toni Morrow is dead. Oh, she's going to be back. See, Boza, my client's going to be back. Because, you know, when that report came out that she was retiring, I didn't believe it. Because, come on, it's Toni Storm. And she's 28. She's too young to retire. And she's too young to retire. She's too young to retire. So she's too young. to retire. So, yeah, it's yeah, it's very interesting to see. But she's not retiring. She just. But she will be back. I know she'll be back. But anyways, we have some many matches happening. Oh, and we also have a match happening on Winter is Coming next week. So we have, and I hope I get this right, we have Pac and Jon Moxley taking on the team of Jay White and my client, Orange Cassidy, next week. And as I mentioned, 2 weeks from tonight, it'll be Anna Jay versus Mercedes Moné for the TBS Championship, along with Will Ospreay and Darby Allin during the holiday bash in DC. Matches that are advertised, which I have to give credit to AEW for really advertising some of these matches early. And it's great because, you know, it's Continental Classic season and they don't have to do a lot of scrambling. But I love that they're including this, especially they're not including it not just on Dynamite, but they're also including it on Rampage, Collision, and all their shows for the Continental Classic, which makes me happy to see. And like I said, they already have some matches announced for next week. 2 weeks from tonight, already have a match announced for Hammerstein Ballroom. So I'm very impressed, and I hope they do keep the wheel going and start to announce matches ahead of time, which will give a lot of time for promos and hype for people to really get into this match. So that makes me really happy. With a few blusters on Dynamite, I give it 8 out of 10. I give it a very solid 8 out of 10. There are a lot of things that they could have done better, but I give props to it. So they even make me happy to see. Yep, Oza, they did. I did mention on that on Ring of Honor, and we'll find out who Chris Jericho defends it at Final Battle at Hammerstone Ball. So there's so much action, so much happening, but I give it a solid 8 out of 10. You have lusters in between. They could have did better. It's just the one, I know, it's just the one critical issue I had. I just wish Swerve and Max Caster was not a squash match. That's the one thing I wish it was not. And it really sucks because I just would have loved to see a rap battle between those two. But who knows? And it may happen in the future. I don't know. But we shall see. I'm very happy to see one of my clients on AEW tonight. Hopefully we see Tony Storm 25. Hopefully the Acclaimed gets their act together. Because there needs to be a little bit of shakeup in the tag team division. Needs to be a little bit of a shakeup. So I think it's going to be very interesting. Everything from MVP to the Hurt Syndicate with everything. So I have a feeling, and this is me putting out this crazy bold prediction, I have a feeling the Acclaimed is also gonna align with Swerve in the Hurt Syndicate, because I think, I know people want to make this assumption and want to say like, oh, Caster's gonna join, but I just have this feeling that they're gonna align with Swerve to take out the Hurt Syndicate, because this is going to be very interesting to watch. And also, this would be a nice, good, even rivalry to see. And I would be okay with it, because you have one of the top tag teams teaming up with a former World Heavyweight Champion, who, by the way, they teamed up at Blood and Guts over the summer, and they got a win over the Elite. But that would be very interesting to see, because, like, I just can't see that happening. But, you know, that's a theory that I had, is saying, like, wouldn't that be crazy if the Acclaimed and Swerve teamed up together against the Hurt Syndicate? That would be pretty interesting to see. And also, we could see a diss from both Swerve and Max, since they're both in the hip-hop space. But that's just wishful thinking in my mind. I mean, that would just be crazy and something of a bold prediction. But we'll see what happens in a couple weeks. I give it an 8 out of 10. It has been a very solid Dynamite, and we got a lot to cover. So make sure to watch on Rampage and Collision for more matches, because a lot of matches have been announced for the Continental Classic, and it has been a fun one so far. And so far right now, leading is Claudio Castagnoli with 6. Kyle Fletcher in the Blue League with 6 points as well. So this is going to be a fun one, but I do want to thank everybody for joining on this weekly watch along for AEW Dynamite. This is your WWT Media and PR Princess and everything you need to know about all things Elite. It has always been a fun time thinking with all of you. Definitely want to give a shout out to people in the chat. Boza, King Mike Hall, for really joining into the chat as well. And also feel free to check out some of the stuff we have on WWT Live. You're there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Of course, we have our watch along. We have on Monday night, our Monday Night Mare watch along for Raw. We also have Tuesday Night Pharaoh with our councilman handling NXT. Of course, me handling Wednesday night with Dynamite. And of course, ending up the week is our Honey Night SmackDown. So please make sure to check out all of our watch alongs that we have during the week. If you would like to know more, make sure to follow me. You can always catch me every Wednesday on either Cassidyville or Timeless Tinseltown every Wednesday. Feel free to follow me on Twitter and Instagram on @CourtneyNJ11, where I'll be posting content of the things that I do, not just in pageantry, but also getting to help out in the community and also the pageant world as possible. I will be posting my latest post on the tour drive that I did last weekend with Bell to Bell. Make sure to follow Bell to Bell because they have a lot of good matches lined up in their January show. And if you're in the East Coast and in New Jersey, make sure to check them out. And I also have a few projects that are happening in the coming months, but I'm going to keep that on the down low and announce it with all of you. So feel free to check it out. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. I will see you all on Friday. Thank you again for joining on this wonderful watch along of AEW Dynamite as we continue the road to not just the Continental Classic, but also on the road to World's End, the final pay-per-view for AEW of 2024. So have a wonderful evening, and I will see you next week.